Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Oral Sessions with me, Renee Paquette. This week, I get to sit down with a very good friend of mine. You guys, of course, know her from WWE programming. She is a former WWE Divas Champion. You guys, of course, know them from their smash hit show, Miz and Mrs. That's available on Thursdays on the USA Network. Make sure to check that out. They're in season two of that show to watch their family navigate life. She is a super mom with supermodel good look. She's got her whole new line with Volition Beauty of skincare. It's incredible. I'm truly not just saying this because she is a friend of mine. As a pregnant woman with very dry skin, let me tell you, it is legit. It's been a lifesaver for me. Definitely get your eyes and hands on her new line with Volition Beauty. I get to sit down with Maurice. This is the real first conversation that I got to have about pregnancy. Also, quick shout out here, as I've said just moments ago, as a pregnant woman who is constantly starving and looking for new ways to help with this sweet tooth that I've developed over pregnancy, I've kind of reverted back to some childlike tendencies and obsessed with some cereal. I love some sweet cereal right now. Growing up, it was always one of my favorite things. I'd just like wake up and have a bowl of cereal with milk and some Cocoa Puffs or whatever. But now, we get the adult version of that, which is what we all need. We need to clean it up a little bit for all aspects of our lives. So guys, I'm partnering up with Magic Spoon. They're sponsoring this episode of Oral Sessions. This cereal is so good. Okay, so there's zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. Come on. This is what we've all been looking for. We need the good stuff that tastes like the good stuff. So there's 4 flavors. There's cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. Personally, I just said earlier, the cocoa one, that's the one that's really talking to me right now. I mean, you mix that milk in there and then you get that chocolatey milk. It's heaven. I highly suggest it. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. We're checking off all of the boxes here, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. So for you guys, go to magicspoon.com/Renee to grab a variety pack and you guys get to try it today. Be sure to use our promo code Renee at checkout for free shipping. That's R-E-N-E-E. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product that it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if for any reason you don't like it, they'll refund you your money, no questions asked. So just head over to magicspoon.com/Renee and use the code Renee for free shipping. Big thank you to Magic Spoon for sponsoring the podcast. All right, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Maurice. Maurice, thanks for coming on the show with me. You're a very busy woman, so I appreciate you taking the time, especially in a day when you're in the middle of like media frenzy. You must be exhausted.
Well, you're about to get very exhausted and you're about to get very busy yourself.
I'm already exhausted, to be completely honest. Like I woke up this morning and I was like, all right, and I have like my toast, my tea, get my day going. Then I'm like, oh my God, like the day's already getting away from me. I'm still in sweatpants, but I put on like kind of a pseudo red lip for you.
Well, you always look great. And you know what? I'm looking at you right now and I'm just like staring because I can't believe it. Like I'm in awe. You're pregnant.
I'm pregnant. So you know what's funny is so you and I had been talking a few days prior to me announcing it. And I was like, I should just tell her. But then I felt like I was just like making a whole conversation about myself. And I didn't. But I was thinking back to when you told me when you were pregnant with Monroe and you had like kind of just found out, but you guys were close to announcing it then, right?
We were backstage at the WWE before show.
Yeah. I think we were in Memphis. If I remember. Oh my God. Maybe. Anyways, I just like remember buildings weird like that.
I was like probably 8 weeks.
It's funny because I've been thinking about this with myself because I remember you like were putting on like, you know, a nice outfit as Maurice tends to do. And you're like, oh, I'm so bloated right now. But like, I couldn't really see it. But now we're, especially at like 8 weeks, I like ballooned out. It was insane. Well,
Because you see it and it's weird because the first one, that sometimes it takes a little longer, but I remember wearing that red pantsuit and I could barely attach the button and zip my pants and I had to attach the top, you know, so it covers. So it's not obvious because imagine like how bloated you feel in your period now.
Oh, and it's like that times 100.
100, even if you're just 2 months pregnant or 3 months, this is still happening.
I would be like 3 months pregnant now. So now it's like, I'll catch myself in the mirror and I'm like, oh, you like, you want to like suck it in almost. You're like, bitch, you're getting a little fat. But then you're like, no, it's the baby. But when I first found out that I was pregnant, I guess with all the different hormones and whatever, you just bloat. Like I sent my mom a picture and she was like, are you having like quintuplets? Why do you look like that? And I was like, no. Oh my God, is something wrong? And I was like, no, it's my hormones.
The moms. So I remember when I was pregnant with Monroe, you don't know what to expect. And then I started to gain weight. And then it suddenly you just look at yourself and you go, I didn't eat that much. Like,
yeah,
I'm gaining weight. And I remember I was in line at this juice bar in LA and my mom was behind me and she said, wow, your shoulders are getting larger.
No, she did not. Marjo.
And she pinched my bra in the back and she said, I think you need a bigger bra now. And I was like,
that was actually one of the first things I had to go out to do. I like fully went up a cup size and I was like, girl, like first of all, my boobs look gigantic. And John thinks it's great. He was like, oh my God, look at these like boobs. I'm like, okay, everyone remain calm. Don't even touch me because my boobs hurt so bad. Did your boobs not hurt a ton when you were pregnant?
Do you remember that picture I sent you when I was
pregnant with my boobs? Yes.
I was just halfway there. That's not even like, I was like maybe 7 months pregnant and they were the size of my head.
So more things to look forward to. Yeah. I'm just like waiting for them to like fully get gigantic, but yeah, I was getting like back fat happening with my bras. So.
And it's a bloating to water retention. Your body just retains water like crazy. Like I said, it's just like you're in your period by 100.
Once I found out I was pregnant, instantly it's like reading all of these different things of like, what do I need to do? What's going to happen? All these different things. But they're like, okay, first of all, you're not actually eating for two, only eat like 300 extra calories. I'm like, that's taking fun out of it.
For me, I wasn't going to go eat an entire extra large pizza, even though sometimes I felt like I really wanted to eat an extra
pizza.
But my blood pressure would just drop. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got 30 seconds. I have to eat right now.
Yeah.
Like I remember I was at Cedars-Sinai and I was waiting. We just left my OB's office and Mike and I got back in the elevator. And I said, I'm not feeling good. Like, you know, when you get dizzy because you're hungry. By the time we got down to where they had the restaurants, Coffee Bean and level 3, I remember when the door opened, Mike put his hand behind my back and I was drenched. But like your body just goes into like, I don't know.
You go into like shock almost. It's weird. Something like that happened to me the other morning. I got up out of bed and I went to bed early and I like slept in maybe a little bit later than I would have. So I didn't eat for a long period of time. And I woke up and I was like brushing my teeth and whatever. And I looked in the mirror and I was like, John, I'm going down. And he was like, what? I was like, I need water right away. I ripped off my shirt because I started sweating right away. And I was just like sitting on the floor and he's trying to play it all calm and cool. He's like, it's fine. Everything. And like, I knew it was fine. I needed water and I needed to eat something. But yeah, that food craving hits you and you're like, I need to eat right now or someone's going to die.
And
probably
then there's
me.
That. There's like the craving where you need to eat because you have cravings or you just need to eat because your body goes,
I need food right now. Yeah.
It's food right now. Yeah.
A lot of times
I stop to like a fruit stand in the street that, by the hospital, I would come out and just go,
give me all the, actually fruit is one thing I have been craving a lot is like melon and berries. So when I have like healthy cravings, I'm into it. Otherwise I just want like pasta. I want all the carbs.
Pregnant or not, that's just great. I love
it. Is.
My favorite thing to do is to go out to a restaurant with Mike and try different foods and try different new things. I just love that.
Doesn't it make you so sad that we can't just like easily do that right now? It bums me out so hard.
Right? Because we can't go anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, and like, I keep kind of saying that to John, where I'm like, man, I sort of pictured me being pregnant would be different. I mean, it's actually nice that I'm lucky and I can just be at home and I don't really have to, I don't have to be anywhere. I don't have to get on a flight. So that's giving me a little bit of space. But at the same time, I'm like, well, I want to go places. I want to put on a cute outfit. Now I'm just like sitting around in sweats all the time. And like, yeah,
I know. I love the sweats.
I do too. But now I'm like kind of over it. I'm like, I want to put on a cute outfit and go somewhere. Shit.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm going to be with Renee. I had to dress up and do my hair. And
yes. I love those little space buns. Did Relinda do that, or is that a you job?
She did. It's comfortable because also I'm doing media for Ms. and Mrs. all day. And then tonight I'm going to be ready to go to this frozen party with my kids.
Hell yes.
When you have kids,
what happens at the frozen party?
I have no idea. I've never been to a frozen party before.
Okay. Well, do you know like the frozen songs?
I kind of do. And you know what's crazy? My two-year-old knows all of them. Like, she'll be singing them in the car.
Mike and I are just
staring at each other like, oh my gosh, she's singing. And even Madison is.
Do your girls speak any French? Because you speak French to them, right?
I do. My mom is back in Canada, but my mom would speak French to them a lot. Obviously, Madison is really young. She's 14 months. But Monroe's two and a half. Monroe understands a lot. She doesn't speak it, but like, what's funny is if I say, what did I say the other day? And she's like, no, I said something like pepper. So she had a pepper in her hands. I said, Pima, can you say Pima? And she said, no, it's pepper. I know it's pepper, but it's Pima. And she's like, no, it's pepper.
Does it like freak Mike out that, because I'm sure they're going to be able to speak both languages, at least to a certain degree. Does that like freak Mike out that you guys can have like a secret language without him involved?
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, that's how it's going to be, you and your mom. And now it's going to be you and my daughters. I'm like, yep. We've been together since what, 2008. So you had about 13 years to learn.
Get on that Rosetta Stone, dude. I remember talking to him about that before. I was like, just get Rosetta Stone. You can at least learn something.
He can go to any country and cut this heel promo in the country's language, like German, Russian, like anything. But
French, he just can't do. He's probably intimidated because he knows that you'll tell him if it's wrong. Maybe that's why. Maybe if it's like the other language, he feels like he's like pulling a fast one. I don't know. I remember talking
easy because he's doing 10 lines, but then he can't learn a whole language yet.
Fair enough. Learning a whole language is tough, but I remember talking to him about it a couple of years. Well, I guess maybe not that long ago, but because I was taking more French classes through WWE because they are really great with that side of if you want to take like a different educational thing or a language or whatever. So they were paying for me to take French classes with a tutor, and it was great. I ended up falling off of doing it, but I was like, dude, just do that.
On peut parler français un petit peu.
Un petit peu de français seulement.
Parle-tu pas, mais hey, j'aime ton accent. T'as vraiment un bel accent quand tu parles français.
See, now you lost me.
I said, you really have a cute accent. And that's one thing, Mike does have such a cute accent when he speaks French.
So, okay, when I was getting ready to do this interview with you, I went on Wikipedia, which is a very credible source, and it was saying that you were the only girl in your class at some point, or in your...
I was in sixth grade.
Okay.
When I was grade, so there was two classes at my school for sixth grade, one for art and one for sport, and I was in sport, and I was in art.
Oh my! Okay, so what sports did you play as a kid? Were you a tomboy at all?
I don't know if I was, maybe a little bit. I don't know. Oh, I was very different as a kid. I think I started to get more girly after 15. I wouldn't do my hair. I had no makeup. Like, and back then also, I think it was different. It was a different generation.
Of course. We didn't wear makeup when we were kids. That was like not a thing. No.
I get photos of my clothes and I'm like, why would my parents like let me go out like this?
Yeah. Like my hair would just be air dried. Like, yeah, I was a mess. Like not cute at all.
Yeah. And then I would go to the school and just do cross country and just run and do all these. We used to play hockey inside. Constantly. I was in a team. We play hockey. I tried to do basketball, but I got my butt kicked because I wasn't violent enough.
You were for hockey. Bring it.
Hockey though. That's girl.
That's the one. That's the move. Yeah. Okay. So when did like things start to change for you that you kind of got those stars in your eyes and knew that you wanted to like move away from Canada, maybe move down to the US? Cause you had moved to LA earlier. Like, would you move to LA prior to doing the Diva Search or anything? No, you did that from Canada.
So I was very, very shy when I was a kid. I didn't have many friends. I remember my brother and my sister making fun of me for that. Like I would be in my room, not very talking to anyone. That's why I think I was in sport, because sports was my thing. And it's just weird because I was telling you, when I turned 15, I did this audition at school for, there was a group of girls that were putting on a show for the, like at the end of the year. They were putting down like a Spice Girls show where you sing and kind of dress like them. And they were missing a member, Emma. And
I always had to be Baby Spice too. And that shit pissed me off.
Yeah. So, and then I'm this girl, my hair was brown. I wasn't like dressing, like my clothes wasn't like the greatest. Like I was just very kind of reserved. And I don't know what happened. Somehow I just showed up and it was in a classroom and they were like all dancing. And I was like, what is going on? I just don't know why I would go. Like, it just didn't sound anything like me, but I just went and I just kind of auditioned. I'm just having fun and I don't even know how. And they said, yeah, do you want to be part of our group? And it kind of started like this. And I kind of started to dance and with them and just have fun and putting on this show for like about 3 months. I bleached my hair.
That's when it started. That's when Maurice was born.
Not really yet. Everyone freaked out. I show up to school. I think I paid like $20 to have like this tiny hair salon place I went to back then. I paid like $20 and I had my hair bleached. And I showed up to school and all my teachers were like, what's happening to her? So they called my parents and I had to put my hair back to brown.
They made you change it back?
Oh my God, my hair was long. I had bleached my whole hair and I had to put it back to brown. And then the show happened and it was great. That was my first time like in front of everyone at school, not being like
nervous about it. You were like ready to go.
I think that's kind of like what kind of got me out of being so shy and reserved. And it's funny because when you asked the question about WWE, I was about 15. So WWE, I moved to Louisville, Kentucky to train. I was 23?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a gap in between, but like, I think the evolution of how you are as a kid and how you change, that's why when people look at me now, they don't think, oh, you know, she was all that quiet and shy and reserved. I would never do like an expose. Like the thing that you walk in front of the class and you have to speak.
Really? Okay. It's so funny to imagine you being like, that. I've always just known you as being like outspoken and loud and funny.
Right. Well, imagine back then, if you would have told me eventually in life, you're going to be speaking English and you're going to be in a stadium in front of like thousands and thousands and thousands of people just talking, I would have probably laughed in your face.
When you did Diva Search, you were speaking French, right?
I learned my script in Montreal. My friends wrote something for me. I got in the plane. I learned the whole thing in the plane, all the answers that I could possibly use because I speak English. So then I get on, I get up to my audition. Guess who? I don't know if you know that story, but guess who is sitting there asking questions?
It was Mike, right?
We didn't know each other yet.
I love this. I love this so much.
Oh man, this Michael Mizanin, the Miz. So I always remember I get to my audition on the stage, but they had this huge stage with all the lights and tons of people. And then Mike goes, so tell us about why we should pick you to win this Diva Search. And I go, oh, hi, my name is Mahiz. And then I start talking and he stopped me and he said, no, we don't want to have a beauty pageant answer. We want a real answer, like something real.
Oh, shit.
Thanks. I'm just standing there going, okay, can't speak. sorry. So, okay, next round, I came back. And I guess Mike had that conversation with them in the back. They were like, well, she can't speak English. How are we going to have her work for World Wrestling Entertainment's biggest entertainment company in the world? She can't speak English. So Mike said, wait, I'm going to ask her to, when she comes back, I come back. He said, so Maryse, can you cut a promo in French? And he goes like this, French to me, French to me. I was like, oh no. I got the microphone, got down the podium, went in his face and just cut that promo in French. And I don't remember exactly what I said, but he keeps saying I was so turned on and scared. I just remember his big blue eyes. And I was just like kind of laughing, but just not laughing, just like ripping him apart.
I would love to like watch that back and hear exactly what you said. Like young Maryse, young Mike, to think about how long ago that was. And like looking at everything you guys have been able to accomplish together, like it's really crazy to think of. I mean, there's just so many things in there to talk about from like you guys actually getting together. Like, let's start there. Like, what was like the first date like?
So that was 2006. Then I fast forward to the first date. We were in Wichita.
Wichita. This is my favorite thing about Maryse. I love those little, I love it.
And then you see my eyes roll and you're just like, I need help. She needs help.
Help. SOS.
Oh my gosh. Mike corrects me on everything. And it's so funny. So our first date, we were done with the show and Mike invited me to a place called Chicago. It's a restaurant. It's like a chain.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I get there and he's sitting with a bunch of people. So I'm like, oh, okay. I'm just going to go sit by myself at the bar. So then I start talking to other people. So this day kind of ended up being like, we're not talking to each other, but we're in the same place. But it wasn't really a date because he just said, hey, do you want to go eat after we're done with the show? So I said, okay.
John did the exact same thing to me. We'll get into it later, but same thing. I thought we were going on a one-on-one date. I was like, this is a fucking group date. What the hell? Yeah. I had no idea because he didn't know if I was going to show up. So he made it super casual. And I thought we were going on a date. And I was like, never mind.
We get done eating. And then I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go. And I guess he left at the same, like not maybe 2 minutes after me. And he texts me. He was following me. He texts me. He goes, hey, pulled over. And I'm just like, pulled over. I'm super French at that point. And so I pulled over in that parking lot and then we park and then it's a porn shop.
Oh my God.
Full-on porn shop in the middle of nowhere. Not like a porn shop like that you see.
Like a sex shop, like toys and stuff.
Like a full-on, like you walk in and there's like swings and there's like red balls and then there's like all this equipment that I don't know really what you do with.
Yeah. You need someone to like a professional to install it. No, thank you.
Excuse me, sir. Like, does it come with like someone that comes to your home and install it? This looks like it could be very dangerous. Yeah. And how many people fit in this?
What's the capacity?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh and my then, God.
Is there any insurance for injury? Like, because so Mike till this day keeps saying, I don't know if you were scared to turn on or like not.
Did you buy anything?
No, there's like all these weird, like, I swear I've never seen anything like it. I think, I don't know if it's still open, but one day I think we should go back.
You must go revisit. You have to revisit that first date site. Definitely.
Yeah.
And then buy a bunch of stuff and then you guys have a ton of extra rooms in your house. You could have a little like red room. Just lock it up.
I don't know.
Don't let the kids see it.
We went back in the parking lot and we talked till probably for 3 hours, just standing there, try to talk. That's where he fell in love with me and loved me and was like, oh, she's the greatest.
Damn right.
That's him saying that, by the way. I know I sound really obnoxious, but that's what he
said. When did you know that you were in love with him?
I think the first time I saw him in LA during the Diva Search.
Just like right away, you're like, I like this guy. He's going to be mine.
That's so weird because I'm not into like mean guys. I don't like. That's not my thing. And then you know what happens? We get to another show and then that kind of, you know, when you leave and it's like that kind of like awkward, like,
see ya.
And then, the next so we don't talk and that following like month, I get on the plane and there's one seat left beside me and the plane is jet. It's full. And Mike walks in and just like sits next to me.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. And then, you know, it just kind of happened like that. So
how long was the language between you guys an issue? Or did you just speak the language of love? You guys got it on. Who needs words?
Good girl.
You know what I find really funny though, with like with WWE and their couples, is I really feel like everyone ended up with their person. You and Mike are like meant to be together. Me and John are meant to be together. Like Brie and Brian, Trin and John, like there's so many, all the, like, even like Punk and AJ, like all these couples that are just like, of course that's your other half. It's really fascinating to me. So you and Mike, you guys get together, you fall in love, you have your whole history together in WWE. And now you guys, what season are you guys on now of Miz and Mrs.?
This season is season 2. We have 20 episodes per season.
What is that like for you guys to like step into that world aside from WWE? I mean, I'm sure there's parallels between the two, but now you guys are really letting people in. You've got your mom living at the house. You've got two daughters. And Mike's mom lives at your guys' place too, right?
So when we were filming, they were over a lot because just 10 episodes is about 5 months. So it's time consuming. So also I was pregnant. I just had Monroe. You need help. I got pregnant with Madison. Monroe was 7 months old. So Monroe was born in March. At Christmas, I was pregnant. Now the second one, you try to be super mom and it's, you, I mean, you are, but it's hard. You know, I'll take the 3 hours of sleep if I can get it.
You know, I find with somebody like you, I mean, you and Mike, but you guys are like always on and always going. I mean, whether you're filming your show or you're doing stuff with WWE, like you're doing press today, like you, I've never seen you guys just go on like vacation. Stop. Yeah. Like what do you guys do in your downtime? What is like a normal night look like for you guys? If you're just going to go, not on my phone, let's just hang out and do something. Like, what do you guys do? I can't picture it.
Well, because it's kind of true. you can't picture it because we basically, when everything reopens, I love to go and see movies. I love to go into a nice restaurant. That's my thing. And it's not that very complicated. I think it's just some time together without the kids, without work, without anyone else, just us. And that's one thing I kind of, we were talking about it as a couple. It's, you're always on the go. Either if it's work, kids, there's always something. So you really have to take time with your husband or your loved one to just do you and your couple, just enjoy each other, because just time goes by and it's okay to be busy and be doing all these things. But 1 hour dinner, one date a week, we need to do just the two of us.
Which is like key for having a mom nearby too, to be like, hey, step in. Yes. We're going out to do something. Yeah, hell yeah.
Do things. And it's so important. Like, it's so important. Mike and I have been together for almost 13 years.
Wow. Yeah. Jeez. That's crazy.
We're best friends. We work together. We have kids. We do everything together. But you need that time alone with your loved one to just.
Do you guys ever butt heads when you're working?
All the time. I mean, do you know
what? I don't know why I asked that. I already knew the answer. I just wanted to do something about it.
Oh, but he loves it. Oh my goodness. No. And Monroe keeps saying, oh my goodness. No. And she grabs her head and it's so cute.
I love that. Okay. So not only do you have Miz and Mrs. Season 2, you guys are up and running with that, but now you also have your new line with Volition Beauty. This is amazing. I got my package in the mail like a week or so ago. It's beautiful. The cream is incredible. I couldn't have the tea because I Googled it and apparently pregnant people can't have that tea. So I'm saving it.
But you can have the moisturizer, which is the best part.
Exactly. The moisturizer is beautiful. How did this come about? I mean, honestly, seeing all of the other girls in WWE posting about it and like literally posting their skin afterwards, legitimately glowing. Like, this is not bullshit.
Exactly. And you know what? You know, when you put something out there, for me, it's like I care and I'm really passionate about what I do. So obviously I loved it and I believed in it. When it launched a few weeks ago, you get nervous because you want your family, you want your friends, you want everyone to love it and really enjoy it. You don't want them to just say, oh, it's great, but it's not that great. But the reviews that everyone's been giving me and just texting me and calling me and just taking the time to post about it, it's just been really awesome to me. Mm-hmm. And it made me so happy because, you know, I've been working on this for over a year and a half and I'm really proud of it. So I was very happy with all the positive. And seeing the girls that I've been, you know, working with for the past decade, just all come out and just support it just because they genuinely love it. That was really, really awesome.
It's so cool. The support that we get within WWE really is incredible. It like warms the old heart. It is very, very cool. Especially like, you know, we talk about like women supporting women and I really feel like there is like that big backbone to WWE, but there is really like such an authenticity to it because we all know how hard everyone is busting their ass, especially on projects like that. That's like a passion project for you. Like what made you want to make the lotion?
So when I was, it's funny because when I was in Austin, Texas, I went to that cafe with Mike and it was a little local cafe. And we had, it's like, I want to try something different because we all know I'm French and I drink a million cups of coffee a day. And I was like, I want to try something different. Actually, I'm drinking too much coffee. Let's go try this place. And they had this Yupon tea sign. I was like, what is this? And she's like, oh, it's really good. It's really, really nice. You should try it. So I tried it and it just gave me that kick, that coffee gives me without, you know, you crash after you drink coffee. That one did not give me a crash. And I just love how, just how it made me feel, how energized it made me feel. And it says a lot because I consume a lot of caffeine. I take it down a notch, but.
You're like the spokesperson for Yupon tea now.
I am. And it's not really known. No one really known. It's because
I had never heard of it until you sent it. I'd never heard of Yupon tea.
Yeah. And Yupon tea, it comes from the tree. Yupon, the tree is, the leaves are, and that's, I can't say caffeinated. I said it.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. It was so, I was trying to say that word forever. And I was like, I can't say that. But it's one of the plant that has the highest level of caffeine that's originally from here in the United States. And it's not really popular. No one really knows about it. So anyways, going back to me, I felt, what if I could create something that makes my face feel the way it makes me feel inside? And that's kind of like the start of everything. And I wanted to find a company that's vegan, a company that's cruelty free. So that's how I found Volition. And that's kind of like how it started. And it wasn't thanks from my husband. My husband was really helpful because I tried about 150,000 samples on him. I used them as my complete body prototype.
Perfect. Not tested on animals, but tested on the Miz.
You can't test on animals, but you can test on your husband.
Perfect.
They have to be there and help you.
Perfect.
And I was tired of waking up looking like I slept 4 hours because I did actually sleep 4 hours. I didn't want to, you know, I'm on set. I want to feel beautiful and feel like glowy. And I want to feel like I can put my makeup on and it's like sliding and it's great. And I feel like we just did that. And I don't know if you can tell if you put it on yourself.
So here's what blows my mind about it. So ever since I've been pregnant, so I get eczema really bad and my skin has been so dry. My legs are really dry, but like weirdly, this is new to me, but like my forehead gets really dry. I don't know what, but when you sent the Yupon tea, I was like, give me this lotion. And it honestly changed my skin. Like it made my skin just feel so moisturized.
That's a hyaluronic acid also that like gets your face. And it's really, when you put it on the gel, I love it. It's not greasy and it doesn't clog your pore and it keeps hydrating your skin. It's not like you go to bed at night and you wake up in the morning and you're super dry. You're still moisturized.
So especially living out here in the desert, give me any and all moisturizers. Right. Like my skin just won't adjust. I'm going to put it everywhere.
I put it on everywhere.
You're going to need it everywhere soon. Damn. Can you come up with like a baby stretch mark line? Can you work on that next?
My God, lady.
I'm not there yet, but I'm sure I will be.
Well, this is coconut oil.
Oh, yeah.
I would legit just take the whole jar and just, I would get be on a there. Big old greasy ball.
Okay. So what are like some pregnancy tips that you have for me? Like, I know that you'll shoot it straight with me.
When I was pregnant, I could not poop.
No one poops when they're pregnant. What the fuck? No one told me that.
Well, they don't tell you this, but there's so many things about, and I don't care. Now I had two kids. I'm a woman. I understand that this is serious subjects that needs to be talked about.
I agree.
Medical conditions that you'll have to deal with. And I'm more honest and tell you all these things.
Yes.
There's honestly, I think I should write a book about things that they don't tell you before and after, like physically and mentally. Women need to be aware that this is normal. This is how you feel, and you feel, and not everyone, you know, experience all these symptoms before and after, but like, my goodness, like, this is so common. And then, okay, the pooping is one. What
yeah,
else?
Yeah, that one's a doozy. That when one I said is to John. I was like, I just don't poop anymore, I guess.
That's well, and honestly, I was like, why can I not go to the bathroom? So you have all these hormones going on in your body. Your body becomes this whole manufacturer because you're producing a whole human being. So,
and your metabolism slows way down because you're feeding another person.
Yeah. So you're, what's it called? The line, you know, like in a manufacturer, you know, the line.
Yeah. Yes.
It's stuck.
It's horrible. Nobody tells you those things. Like, even when I wanted to know, like, I wanted to watch like some births, so I was like, all right, let's get ready for this. I mean, I'm far away from that. I'm not nervous about it or like worried about it. I mean, this thing's coming out one way or the other. So buckle up. It's happening.
So yeah, you're so tired of being pregnant. For me, at like about 7 months, I was ready to go. I was like, okay, with all the weight, you're retaining so much water. You have a baby. You have all this fluid also. It just adds. Like, if you think about a gallon of water being about 8.5 pounds, like, it just adds up. And it's crazy because they tell you, oh, you're doing great. So for me, with my weight, I was doing great all the way to probably 4 or 5 months. And then, boom. And 1 week, I gained 5 pounds. That other week, I gained 3 pounds. The other week, I gained 5 pounds. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh my God, what is going on?
Yikes.
I gained 50 pounds with Monroe and 50 pounds with Madison.
Yeah.
I pretty much lost all of it. I think I'm pretty...
lost it all like shockingly quick. Like, I feel like you had the babies and then were like back. I remember like seeing you post on Instagram. I was like, what the hell? You bounced back so quickly.
But I really had to watch what I'm eating. Not sleeping doesn't help because your body doesn't recoup, and you want to lose the baby weight and you're not sleeping. It's a terrible combination. So yeah. That's what I'm saying. Having my mother-in-law to help to just take a nap for 3 hours, and it just makes you overall a better person. It's really important. You have to sleep. But it's funny. Symptoms. Oh, that's so funny. Like legs. I had a lot of those veins on my legs. I think all the blood, the pressure, just like, I didn't get stretch marks. Thank you. That's, I think it's,
yeah, just, I'm like, I need to start. I don't need anything just yet, but soon I need to. I've seen all these like bump oils and like boob oils and like all of these things to try to like keep it all tight and bright.
Me and my sister, our nose got bigger when we were pregnant. I was like, why is my nose so big and my lips?
I hope my lips get bigger. I would be happy about that. I could use that in my life.
When I was 9 months pregnant filming Miss and Mrs., I remember sitting there and I was like, whoa, why is this so hot? I'm dying over here. And I look back at the footage and my lip is touching my nose.
It's crazy what it does to your body. Like stuff that you could never anticipate. It's nuts.
And you're sitting with your hands like this because they're just like,
they need somewhere to rest. Your that belly to work.
And I lost every day that I would wake up after I had my babies. I would lose like a full pound or two for like the first 2 weeks.
Wow.
Half of my baby weight is just to show you it's all like water and blood leaving your body. And then you're like, oh, that's great. I'm losing all this weight. And then it stops.
Hit the treadmill, sister. Get them weights.
Get that Peloton.
Yeah. Thank God I do have a gym at home, and I do have a trainer that like specializes in, I've been working with her for the past like year and a half or whatever. So I told her as soon as I found out I was pregnant, she was one of the first people I told because she had to change my workout routine and whatnot. but she's like specializes in the bounce back after you have the baby. So
the one thing I'm going to say is to not stress yourself, because a baby's so tiny and they're so tiny for so short. And I think that the first mom needs a year at least just to get back to.
Oh, hell yes.
So it's okay to, you know, but it not just go like completely crazy about
totally
yourself some time. And I think with Monroe, I was, I have to get back into like working out and I have to go back. And then with Madison, I was also a lot busier because I had Monroe and a new baby. And I was like, I need to take my time.
Yeah.
Do this like when I feel ready and on my own and just kind of take care of myself mentally and physically, because it's not easy.
It's, oh my God, of course, like your body, your whole life has changed. Your body has changed. Like everything is, uprooted and thrown for such a loop. Are you guys done having babies? Or are you going to have more?
So I had the baby in 2018. I had a baby in 2019. We're still in
2020, baby.
Oh, I need a break.
The old vagine is on, stop order.
The whole vagine is on strike.
Halt. Yeah.
I'm off.
Please be kind. Okay. So what was it like for you guys? Cause my situation was different than yours, but in the sense of announcing your pregnancy on television, cause John announced ours on television, just willy nilly, just threw it out there in the middle of a promo, but you guys got to have your like Beyonce moment. Like you had on the suit and then you like had the belly. It was amazing.
It was fun. It was great. And then because I've done it for Monroe, I really wanted to have it with Madison. And we did it again for Madison. So that's when I remember backstage, I was walking and I said, Renee, there's another one. So I had the same problem a year later with like zipping the pants and putting the jacket on top to try.
So crazy. That's
exactly. And you know what's crazy? Also, when I had Monroe, I ended up being in the exact same room for Madison.
No way.
Yeah. It's the craziest thing, 1 year apart.
Whoa. That is, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. You guys, I hope that I can crank out babies back to back. I mean, I feel like that's one of the things of like, I'm 35. I'll still be 35 when I have the baby. But it's like, okay, girl, you waited a little bit to do it. So now you got to kind of do it a little bit quicker to have this. I do feel that pressure a little bit. I mean, it's just pressure that I'm putting on myself. But yeah, I would love to just like have babies back to back.
You're
that
totally
would be amazing.
You don't know. You might have three in there right now. So
John was convinced that we were having twins, convinced of it. But it wasn't just,
I want to see John with the baby.
Oh, could you? Well, his mom's a twin.
My sister and brother are.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, so you have them in the family too, but I think that means it like skips a generation for you guys, right? So maybe like one of your daughters could have twins. Dun, dun, dun.
There's just so many things to talk about in general. So about pregnancy. So it's just
a ton. Yeah. I mean, we can have another conversation off the record as well. I mean, the pooping was a big one. Definitely. Yeah.
But it's very serious. This is not fun. It's not cool.
It's not. Okay. So when you guys are doing the reality show, how does it feel having your kids on the reality show? No one's going out anywhere, but do people like recognize them?
They love people in my house. They love having the attention. Monroe's already a little Miss Annan. She's
ready to go. Milking it.
I think that going out with my kids, it's okay. I think people are pretty respectful around here and nothing. No one's been, I don't have any crazy stories.
And it's LA. Everyone's on TV in LA, right?
I feel like with social media nowadays, it's such a different world. You know exactly what everyone is doing at all times with Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It's such a different life than 10 years ago, which kind of sometimes scares me for the next 10 years. We make fun of each other. We make fun. We're the butt of the joke. Everyone just get to enjoy our misery and how we have to go through all these things that everyone goes through, but we just make fun of each other doing it because it's not always fun for us.
Sure. Sure.
We're glad that we can entertain and have people have a great laugh. So yeah, you're welcome, everyone.
Thank you. Okay. So you guys have accomplished so much already. What is left on your bucket list of things that you want to do?
Oh my goodness. Okay. With work?
Anything.
anything. First of all, I would love to travel the world with my kids. That's definitely something I want to do, but they're too young.
That sounds amazing.
But we have a production company, Mad World Productions, and we're actually pitching two shows right now, and it's looking really, really good.
Are these shows, I know you probably can't tell me very much about it right now, but are they like shows involving you guys, or are they something else that you guys just want to produce?
Both. There's one of them. Yes. That one would be pretty ridiculous. If you thought Ms. and Mrs. was ridiculous, well, wait, but that one.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Yeah. So hopefully it's looking great. And, with everything that's going on right now, and with Christmas and, COVID, we'll see. 2021 just should be a great year for so many reasons, not just for work, but in general. But yeah, that's work-wise, Mad World Production, growing the company and making it something very successful would be my next goal.
That's the big move. I can't wait to see what you guys are going to put together for that, to see like what kind of shows you guys are working on. As soon as I saw you guys were like launching your own production company, I was like, ooh, I can't wait to see like what is like, what's like the mastermind project behind all this?
We just love entertaining. It's just great ideas and putting them together. And I just love the work of starting, finding the idea and building it and making it grow, making it better and bigger. So it's really exciting. And I think, you know, when you've been in entertainment for so many years, for us, it's been 15 years. It just had to happen.
Of course. I mean, once you can kind of like be more behind like the steering wheel and you can drive the ship and like pick and choose your own projects, that is certainly the way to go. So with the holidays just around the corner, you guys always go balls to the wall with your holiday stuff. So does this mean no, we don't get a New Year's party this year?
Next year it's on.
Hopefully. Yes. Yes. Hopefully.
Hopefully next year. And because I could not do it this year, then the next year is going to have to be the double at least.
Oh, it should be a 2-day affair.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be like a full on.
Yeah. 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 No, you guys have to absolutely go for it. I've never been able to make it out to one of the New Year's parties. So yeah, now I have to, especially, I mean, just have to bring the kid along and all the kids will hang out and play and it'll be great.
Oh my gosh, this makes me so happy. See, now we're going to have the dates that we can do with the kids. So,
isn't that great? Remember I was messaging you like before and I was like, yeah, like I want to like start to have a baby. I'm like ready for it. And I'm like, okay, I'm there. Ready to go. So now we can start like mom dates and get that party going.
I knew it was going
to happen. Yeah. The best. The absolute best. These
frozen parties all together. It's really funny. It's like you're back to being a kid.
I'm stoked for it, especially with like Disney Plus and like all the things you can like revisit that we had as kids. It's the best. You know, I feel like everyone talks about how tired you are when you're pregnant, and I get that. And I'm sure you're exhausted when you have a kid, but there does have to be that other little spark of getting like excited, tapping back into like your child's mind with your kids.
Do you think I would put all these lights up and all these up if I didn't have kids? My husband, I was at Home Good the other day, and I don't know if you saw that on Instagram, and I posted a whole story. So I got this Cinderella carriage, and we have.
Oh, I did see that. I bought it
because I had to. Like, it's just so nice. I'm going to put it in my yard, and so Mike and I had to go there, and we had to get a U-Haul, and get two trips because the thing was so big, and then Mike had to put it apart in the store. So Mike is laying on the floor, like putting the thing apart. So
was this being filmed or this was like you guys just doing it?
Oh, just us doing it.
That's amazing.
So annoying with me. So annoying.
You have to have the Cinderella carriage. No, I did see that on your Instagram. Did your girls freak out?
Oh, they love it. It's right here in the backyard. They love it.
That's awesome.
And I said, see, you're making all the girls happy. He's like,
that's what it's about.
And it was so funny because every single woman that would come in and go, oh my gosh, that's such a good bike. Congratulations. It's so good. And he was like,
Maurice was right yet again, sucker. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And we got to talk Ms. and Mrs. We got to talk about your new line with Volition Beauty with the Uponti. You guys have to check it out if you want some glowing, immaculate skin. That is what we all need. Make sure to check out Ms. and Mrs. Season 2 is up and running right now. Thank you so much. I'm going to be messaging you a ton about mom stuff. So get ready for that.
I think we should do another episode that we just talked about.
We should do one like after I give birth. So then I can like really be like, here's what actually happened. Yikes. Photographic evidence. Just kidding. I'll be blocked on Instagram forever. good luck with the rest of your media day, buddy. And I will, I'll see you soon. Hopefully.
Thank you guys. Great. You look great, by the way.
I'm just waiting for that like puffiness to like really hit.
No, you look great.
Right now I feel like my face isn't puffy because I've not had any wine or any booze. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm skinny now, but it'll last 2 seconds. That's it.
Oh, it's awesome. Congrats. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Really amazing. It's going to be one and then it's going to be another one. And it's going to
crank out all these kids.
I'm not going to be that person that everyone's asking me about when's the next one. So I'm not going to be that person, but I'm just, now I get it. You get overly excited. So
yeah, you know what? I actually thought the same thing too. When I was like, oh, like, I don't know. I remember feeling like more sensitive about people asking me about things like that when I was not pregnant. Cause I was like, oh my God, yes, eventually I'm having kids. Right. But now because I'm excited about it, I do want to talk to people about it. So yeah, I know it can be sensitive for some people, but right now I just want to talk about babies.
It's great. Talk about it.
Yeah.
Text me.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Of course, a big time thank you to Maurice for taking the time to sit down with me. She is a busy, busy woman juggling a million different things all the time. Her work ethic, her and Mike's work ethic honestly inspires me. They are just like Energizer Bunny of checking off a million different tasks. No project too big or too small. They get it done. And I respect the hell out of that. Now, even though I had Maurice on the show, I realized as soon as we logged off that I never got to talk to her about slapping both me and my husband in the face. She is the only woman in the world that is open hand slapped both me and my husband on several occasions for him. We didn't even get to talk about that. So of course that means I'm going to have her on another time and we can talk about all that physicality, talk about the time that she did slap me in the face and what a horrific experience that was for me. Cause let me tell you, she does not mess around. I feel like I'm still feeling that. She got my ass. So thank you, Maurice, for sitting down with me. Make sure you check out Volition Beauty, her line, the beautiful Youpon Tea Moisturizers. They're incredible. So great. And of course, Ms. and Mrs., that is Thursdays on the USA Network. And again, a quick shout out here to Magic Spoon. I mentioned it at the top of the show, but just a reminder, I mean, these cereals are so good. It really makes you feel like you're getting back into like your childhood cereals, but none of the bad stuff. All on the positives here. I mean, I feel like this just applies to everybody. I love these cereals. They totally rock my world. There's zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. There's 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. They taste so good. Honestly, it's like too good to be true. Cocoa is the one that I kept leaning towards. I have just developed, I mean, they're all sugary, which is nice, but I have just developed this sweet tooth in the past several months, and Magic Spoon has been guilt-free for me. I know that I'm getting all good stuff and none of the bad things that come with some of the other cravings that I've been having. So big shout out to them. They're keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. So great. So just head on over to magicspoon.com/Renee. You guys can grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code Renee at the checkout to get free shipping. And also, Magic Spoon is so confident in their product that it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason whatsoever, they will refund you your money, no questions asked. So that's magicspoon.com/Renee, R-E-N-E-E, and use the code Renee for free shipping. Thank you to Magic Spoon for sponsoring our podcast. See you guys next week.